Now, a lot of oncologists are using so-called dose-dense adjuvant chemotherapy, which was really developed at your place, Memorial, giving the chemotherapy every 2 weeks with growth factors. And I know you all have done a study looking at dose-dense chemotherapy plus trastuzumab. What have you seen, and is that something you're using right now in a non-protocol setting?
Yeah, so Chow Deng was the principal investigator of that trial, and 70 women were treated on a phase two feasibility study. And of those 70 patients, only one person developed congestive heart failure with 19 months now of median follow-up. And that study was powered based on cardiac events, and it would have been unacceptable if there were three or more cardiac events defined as congestive heart failure. And that would have given you roughly the 4% rate of cardiac events that are seen in the large trastuzumab studies that we've been talking about. So with only one event of congestive heart failure in 70 patients, we are using dose-dense ACTH now as our standard regimen at Sloan Kettering.
How do you find patients tolerating dose-dense therapy in general, whether it's with trastuzumab or not? They're getting it at more frequent intervals. Does it take more time to recover? Do they feel worse? Do they feel better? How do they go through it?
I think it's actually very interesting with the growth factor and with the accelerated recovery of the white blood cell count. I think in general, it's very well tolerated. I think that patients had more side effects when they had prolonged myelosuppression. I think that they had more mucositis. I think that they had a higher risk of neutropenic fever and hospitalization. We really rarely see that now. And I think in general, people tolerate it very well. It used to be they said they'd had, two bad weeks and one good week. Now they say, I have one bad week, one good week. So it seems to be that much of the side effects are tied to myelosuppression. And when you accelerate recovery, the side effects are not too bad.
When you use dose-dense chemo with the trastuzumab, is it with a thought in mind that hopefully it's going to be more effective or better tolerated or both?
Well, dose-dense chemotherapy, every Q2-week chemotherapy, has been shown to be better than every 3-week treatment. And so I hope that it would be better than if I had done it every 3 weeks. I hope to get the benefits not only of trastuzumab, but also of the dose-dense regimen.